Welcome to the Catholic Dad Show. My name's Chris.
And I'm Matt Rice, and we're just a couple of dads trying to grow in our relationship with God and our fatherhood and our husbandship, and trying to share whatever we learn with other dads out there like you.
We believe that Catholic fatherhood can and is changing the world, so let's dive in. So today we actually have an amazing guest, but before we get to the guest, this is some heavy news for our YouTube followers. So many of you have been watching the show for quite some time. The podcast listeners, they don't even care. They don't see this, but I have one cup only that I use, and it's this beautiful blue cup, and today I'm using a green cup.
Guys, I'm so sorry.
My son came home a little bit cranky, and I was like, you know, sometimes when this happens, it's because he's dehydrated. So I handed him my cup, which was full, and he held it, put it to his lips, and it slipped through his fingers and hit the ground and broke. And so now my blue, the dad cup is gone. Like, every kid in my house knew. Like, these green cups are a shared cup. I will never know which cup is actually mine. So if you've ever been a dad.
Was it a glass cup, I guess?
No, it was plastic. It was older than half my children, but it was plastic, you know. And it
so got the age and the volume of the water inside it is what caused it to happen.
Yeah, it landed right on the edge, and so water went everywhere. But I didn't know that it was broken until I went to go fill it up again, and it started leaking on me. And I got double betrayed by this thing. So
did y'all have a memorial service for the cup?
I know. I feel like we need a Sarah McLachlan song in the background and a montage of me taking drinks from clips of the show. But I mean, it's ridiculous how I'm like so mad about this thing. Like, I'm not mad. I'm actually kind of grieving, you know, in a comical way. But like
the loss of a cup.
But it's like stupid, like dad's chair. You guys have these things in your home, like that's dad's chair, like that's dad's Xbox controller, whatever it is. The kids know that these are dad's things. And one of those things have left our community. And I just wanted to share it with the community because no one else understands. But dads are like, yeah, I have my thing, you know, like that's my thing. And so one of my things got disappeared or taken. So anyways, enough of that. You guys, we are joined by Stephen Roberts. He is one of the people of KnightsOfTheCross.com. Actually, he's the author of the video series that they're doing, which is outstanding. It follows. Well, I'll let him introduce it because I'm super excited about it. But he is a history buff. He's a radical Catholic, and he's also a Catholic dad. So, Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Matt and Chris. Appreciate you having me on to talk about the project.
Yeah, before we dive into the project, tell us more about you and maybe a little bit about, like, even your faith journey, and what got you interested in the project. We want to know about your family, of course. But then, yeah, what got you interested in the project and what led you to this path?
Well, I mean, probably kind of a boring faith journey. I mean, I grew up Catholic, kind of always been Catholic. I will say that this interest I had in the Middle Ages that kind of took off toward the end of my teen years kind of created a new perspective and maybe appreciation for you know, my Catholic heritage, and has kind of been a big part of how I've approached it ever since. Just, I mean, you know, that Catholic civilization is kind of this, there's this really rich history there, and there's a lot to draw on from that. And for a long time, I've been running a YouTube channel, which deals with medieval history. It's called Real Crusades History. Originally, it started just about the Crusades, but it's kind of expanded to a lot of other aspects of medieval history.
And is that kind of an apologetics thing, you know, or like what's the intention behind that even?
I mean, really, the intention is really just to kind of be true to the history and just, you know, give a good account of history. I do make an effort to correct some of the misconceptions about the medieval world, you know, some of the crazy things people believe, like everybody, nobody ever bathed and, you know, everybody died when they were 25 and things like that.
Ask because like a lot of people point to the Crusades as to why the Catholic Church is the wrong church, you know, and they use that against, you know, the Catholic Church. So I was curious if those episodes on that channel addressed that or helped respond to that, or if it was really just informational.
Well, I mean, I think, the Crusades are a hugely misunderstood thing in our popular culture. The interesting thing about that is, if you just go to mainstream scholars, I mean, you will understand that. I mean, whether they're Catholic or not, I mean, they may even be non-religious. If you look at the research of Crusade specialists today, they're going to give you a radically different understanding of the Crusades than what you'll get from, say, like a TV show or, you know, the pop culture image, which sure. is that this yeah. was this crazy, barbaric, evil thing that happened. But the reality is just is a lot more complex. And I mean, the medieval world in general is a lot more complex than people realize.
Yep. Well, cool. So
do you talk about my favorite crusade, which was the Children's Crusade?
Yeah, I actually have a book or not a book. I have a video called The Children's Crusade Never Happened. So that's I do touch on that in one video.
I've got some homework after this episode. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And that's a perfect example. I mean, and a lot of the things that are misunderstood about the Crusades are even these myths that the Victorians believed in. I mean, the Children's Crusade is a perfect example. I mean, it didn't happen, basically. If we wanted to cut to the chase, I mean, spoiler. We can talk about
it. Spoiler alert. Yeah, I think his spoiler is in the title, but
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, like, before we get into this current project, maybe even tie just that, you know, that channel and or you know the focus on the Crusades or whatnot. Like, why would that be important to a dad? You know, and I know that maybe, I don't know if it may be a stretch or not, but like, why is it important for dads to know stuff like that?
Well, I think that, historically, especially in, you know, Catholic countries and through Catholic history, there's been a sense of the heroic, you know, figures in church history. And, you know, not just, I mean, and this is again, kind of talking about my own, journey, for a long time in my life, it kind of seemed like, okay, church is just about like old ladies praying and, you know, nuns like offering sacrifices and stuff like that. But there is this heroic tradition of these famous warriors who played an important role in establishing Christian civilization and maintaining it and were themselves deeply devout individuals. Like,
yeah.
And I think that that's something maybe from more of a male perspective that you can sure. connect with.
Absolutely.
You know, for when fathers I think about, and sons and like my, yeah. my son just last night when I was putting him to bed said, Dad, how old will I be before I become a knight? And nice. It's like, that's kind of a cool thing. You know, he already has that image and that heritage kind of in his thoughts. So.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I was going to pull from that, you know, is that the identity, the masculine identity of the Catholic man. That's a great thing to pull from that, you know, and it's like you said, it's not just about, you know, white haired people praying, you know, it's, you know, about, you know, actually like, you know, what does that mean to be a warrior, you know, for Christ, a warrior for the church?
Yeah. And I think it means a different thing today than it did back when people were picking up swords and stuff, but absolutely. You know, there's a lot to draw on from that.
Yep.
Well, it's interesting because we have Christian heroes today. I think there are a lot of modern saints and even living people who are living out the faith in radical ways. But that's different than the period when like there were Christian warriors, right? I mean, I don't know if you could name a Christian warrior today, but to name them from the past inspires men for the future. And I think that's the important piece about history. Sometimes you're like, history, if you don't learn it, you'll repeat it. But also if you forget about it, you won't be inspired to live by it, you know? So, I think this is a really cool project.
Yeah. So let's do that. Let's transition to the project. You know, so you've been doing the YouTube channel for a while and then the project came to mind or you were inspired for that. Tell us about like how that came about.
Well, it's been a collaborative effort between my channel and, a project called Christian Channel, which is a streaming service created by Austin Kelly. And basically what happened was that Austin came to me a couple of years ago when he was starting up Christian Channel and said, hey, you know, what I want to do is create these original Catholic TV series. And I would like to collaborate with YouTubers on particular projects. And he wanted to do something about the Crusades. And so I guess that led him to my YouTube channel. And he asked if I wanted to be involved. And, we kind of talked about it back and forth for a while and eventually started working on it. And it's, you know, it's been a crowdfunding project from the beginning. And we have had a lot of really great supporters who have come forward to help. We made a trailer, first of all, and then we raised some more money. And we made this first episode. And so now we're kind of at the next phase. We want to raise a budget for two more episodes. So it's really, I mean, and like last time we had a lot of, we have different tiers for the fundraising aspect where, if you donate a certain amount, you come on the set and you're, you know, part of the cast, which we actually had, you know, quite a few donors at the filming at the pilot who were there, and we, you know, armed them up in gear and stuff. And they were the army. So it's pretty cool. It's been a really awesome journey, and we've met a lot of amazing people, and we've hooked up with a really great, production company. And so, that's kind of where we are at this point.
Yeah. I love seeing, you know, how, and I don't know if this directly connects, but how the arts, you know, seem to be, a really, like, I don't know, inspired, you know, inspired by the Holy Spirit focus that's like starting to come, I don't know, like become a bigger deal, you know, within the Catholic Church. When I think about Catholic creatives, I think about some of the stuff that Bishop Barron has done and Spirit Juice Studios and different things like that. Like what they've done, you know, for Catholic and Christian production is like light years beyond what it used to be. Like when I think about some of the old, you know, I don't know, Catholic videos and production, it was like, oh my gosh, like I was just embarrassed to share it with people. But now it's like, man, this is beautiful. This is a whole different level of production, and to have people that are behind that and excited to support that. And again, this is something that probably would never have been able to happen 50 years ago, you know, without the internet and without different things like that to get the word out. But you know, and all the other technology, but it's just cool to see stuff like that happening and people like you who are inspired and have this knowledge and have, you know, people around you to, you know, I put this beautiful thing out there that you can find the support to be able to do that. That's just awesome. I love seeing stuff like that get out there.
Yeah. And I just want to echo that, like, go to knightsofthecross.com to check it out. This is not like a couple of guys in LARP outfits, like live action role play, that are there with swords that were on sale after Halloween ended. Like, this is a full-on production, and so it doesn't just tell a story, but it's also done through cinematography. Like, it's beautiful. The use of light and darkness in the different scenes and things like that, the number of extras and things. When I first saw it, I was like, whoa, like, this is real. Like, this is like Braveheart. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it really was like, holy cow, they built a world, and I did not expect that. Because normally when you hear crowdfunding, you think about like the generic cereal brand, you know, it doesn't come in a box. It just comes in a bag and you just kind of like, okay, kids, you know, whatever. But this is legit. Like, I mean, this is silver screen quality. And so, I mean, Stephen, great job on what you've done so far. I can't wait to see what more comes. But when I watched it, I got caught up in the story, and there was tension. I was like, oh, I hope he gets better. You know, like it deals with the first episode deals with the illness and how they're losing a battle because of lack of leadership. And that may be an allegory for other things, but nevertheless, it was spectacular. So kudos to you.
Should we worry about spoilers? Because like, I mean, I would like to get into like, what were your favorite parts, you know, of this first episode or even of the trailer or whatever. Should we worry about spoilers, or should we do some of that stuff later and tell people, hey, if you don't want spoilers, stop here? What do y'all think?
I'm fine with either way. I mean, I do think, you know, I want people to go to the website and check it out. I mean, I guess we should point out that it is free to watch currently. You can go to knightsofthecross.com to watch the pilot episode. You can also go to my YouTube channel where it is available, which is Real Crusades History on YouTube. So you can find it there. But yeah, I mean, however you guys want to approach that is fine with me.
What do you think, Chris?
I'm fine either way as well. The important piece I just wanted to emphasize is that this is not the JV team. This is the varsity team showing up. And I mean, it was outstanding. So I would encourage you guys to watch it. But I really want to talk a little bit more about how it connects to Catholic fatherhood. Like there is this part of me that like the Catholic warrior get showcased here. And I guess this is a little bit of a spoiler, but there was a moment in the first episode in the pilot where they both just got to hit their knees and prayed. All other routes had been exhausted, and they just hit their knees and prayed. And I think there's an aspect of Catholic fatherhood to where there's certain things that are out of our control. I've been dealing with some sickness that I don't know how to cure in our household, and some illness and stuff like that. And there's a certain point to where it's like, if this is going to happen, I just have to bear the cross well, and then turn to the Lord. And that moment really connected with me because of that. It's not all of a sudden just like a Conan the Barbarian that just whips down people with the axe, but it actually shows a really cool dependence on the Lord in the midst of that pilot episode that I just thought was a good witness for Catholic fatherhood.
Yeah, and on that note, that was something we wanted to get across. A lot of times, present day depictions of the medieval world leave out the spirituality, which was so central to it. And in fact, there's a secular historian who, you know, it's just a mainstream historian who, one of his criticisms of the movie Kingdom of Heaven, this is a guy named Jonathan Phillips. He's a great historian, who, you know, somebody who's inspired me, but he's not a Catholic himself. But I mean, as a medievalist who specializes in the Crusades, he recognizes the importance of religion at this period and for these people. And he was criticizing Kingdom of Heaven, saying, there are no crosses anywhere. Like and he was pointing out how in the Middle Ages, there would have been crosses hanging on all the walls, on the churches, everywhere. And it's like, I think in Kingdom of Heaven, they really barely even show anybody praying. But when you actually read medieval history and you look at the history of the Crusades, I mean, people were constantly praying. I mean, this before every battle, there was praying, there was mass, there was receiving the Blessed Sacrament. This was just central to, I mean, I've heard another historian describe the church as the sea in which people swam during the Middle Ages. So This is something we wanted to get across. And this first episode does focus more on spirituality than the battle aspect necessarily. I mean, definitely, you know, this is a depiction of a military situation of warriors, but there is just a lot of spirituality explored in it because we wanted to get at the spiritual aspect of the Crusades. Because you can't really understand the Crusades without understanding that. I mean, the reality is for people at this time, they viewed crusading as a spiritual act of sacrifice. You know, you're doing something really difficult and very dangerous. And the idea was to do something for your fellow Christians and to do something for God.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because as you were talking, the thought of, you know, removing religion, you know, from the, you know, on-screen depictions of stuff like this. Like sometimes that's very intentional. Like they don't want to shed, you know, any, I don't know, good light on the Christian faith, the Catholic faith especially. But then what it does is for those dads, you know, for us who watch those shows, we see these men being heroic, but divorced from one of the reasons why they're heroic. You know, and so then we tend to see our own masculinity as something that is divorced from our faith. You know, so then we start to exercise our faith and our masculinity in that way, which is not how it was actually done. You know, so we've got this false, you know, representation of how, you know, the Christian, you know, male, you know, behaved, and we're basing our behavior off of that. You know, so it's really good that, again, that you're doing this, that you're actually putting it the way it was. So that, you know, Catholic men, Christian men, we can see how this works together and make correlations of, even as a lawyer, you know, like, how do I need to, when I'm going into battle, what do I need to do first? You know, because that call to pray before you go into battle is something that is not like inherent, I don't think, you know, in most men, because we don't see it, you know, on TV or even amongst each other. And so I think it's really good to see you, you know, y'all doing that.
Amen. Yeah. Life imitates art. I've heard that before. And I think that we need more art that we can imitate our lives on. And this is a great example of that. So the only other area genres that I see Catholicism depicted well is in the horror film genre, like exorcisms and stuff like that. Like Hollywood's like, oh, let's not talk about the church. Oh, but if there's someone that's crawling on the ceiling, let's bring in a Catholic priest. Or if there's going to be like an old shootout in a church, it needs to be a Catholic church because everyone recognizes that that's a holy place, you know? And so I'm glad to see that it's not just used as a character element. It's actually a foundational piece that goes through the heart of each character in Knights of the Cross.
So without getting into spoilers, like what was your favorite part of the process?
Well, guys, it's such a huge undertaking. And I do want to give a shout out to our production crew, Cinema Forte, Aaron Stevenson and Greg Johnson and their guys and gals. Just amazing work that they did. I mean, you guys were talking about the lighting and all that stuff. I mean, that's none of that is me. I mean, that's just, that is the the film crew and their expertise. And we're really lucky to have hooked up with them in Salt Lake City, which is where this was filmed. And yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of what I was doing was in the preparatory phase. I mean, we were writing out the script, we were passing it back and forth, coming up with, I was kind of the one who was always like trying to get more history in there. Like, well, let's make sure this is historical, you know, like, and there's a couple of things we did. We actually included, there's a part where Richard's sister, Joanna, talks about this poem. And we actually used a poem written by their grandfather, who's one of the most famous medieval troubadour poets, William the Ninth of Aquitaine. And so we used a real medieval poem for that. And we used, there are a couple of things like that we used where we kind of took, you know, authentic aspects of history. Like we, for a lot of Richard's dialogue, we actually took some of his letters and plugged that into different things he said. Like when he talked about, I can't remember the exact quote, but this land blessed by the blood of Christ, that was taken pretty much directly from a letter he wrote back to Europe while he was in the Holy Land. So
that's cool. Your favorite part was like bringing in like historical stuff, yeah. Like geeky like historical stuff, you know.
That was my role. I mean, and you know, I knew that was the big part I needed to take care of. And so yeah, I did really love doing that. But I mean, actually showing up to the set and watching it be filmed, that was pretty amazing too. Like,
yeah,
that was where it kind of like became real for me. I was like, wow, this is actually like I was sitting there, I was like, this looks like a multi-million dollar project. I mean,
yeah.
And you know, I will say this too. I mean, we stretched dollars for sure. I mean, we had one of our supporters is a reenactor who just has a ton of gear and stuff. And he packed this car full of like tents and all this like accurate period equipment and furniture. And I mean, and then he shows up and pulls up behind the studio and we're just unloading all this stuff. I'm like, wow. I mean, this is, you know, this is Sam, a good buddy and a friend of the project who just was huge for that. So for a lot of different,
you're not having
like
to rent that or buy that. Like he had it.
Right.
You know, so you were able to stretch that and save that money to put towards something else. Yeah. That's really
exactly
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet being on that set, like the first time you just like almost like, is this real? Like, is this really happening?
Especially
like,
it's watching a dream. It from the monitors in the back. I was just like, so this is what our show's going to look like. Wow. You know, so
that's cool. I think there's something inspiring, and every time we bring on a guest that has, gotten an inspiration or a call and responded to that and said yes, there's something there that is like, it's a risk, like you're taking a risk, you know, in whether it's your money, your time, your reputation, like you're risking something. And I love seeing men, you know, take that call and just say yes. You know, because it inspires other men to do the same thing. Like there may be, you know, a dad out there, a Catholic man out there who has a calling on his heart and someone else has asked, you know, hey, will you do this? Or God has asked, will you do this? And they may be sitting there like, I don't know, hemming and hawing on whether or not they should do it. And then they see this and they're like, okay, if he can do that, I can do this. And I love that inspiration. And we should be doing that for each other regularly.
Yeah, I do think that media, I mean, like you guys were saying earlier, the truth is media is what shapes our culture. And if you do want to impact the culture, you need to be creating media. I think that's something that Catholics, you know, maybe haven't done as much as they could. And I think now is definitely a great time to, especially, you know, crowdfunding a project. I mean, this is the way to do this. So,
yep. Yeah. And I just want to add quality media. I think we've got it on lock of having okay media. The Catholic Church has caught up to that point. But quality media, I cringe when I see a YouTuber that's like 16 years old that has higher quality stuff than a parish that has, you know, $500,000 in collections a year, you know? And so it's just like, well, come on, we could invest a little bit to be better than some kid with an iPhone, you know? And so, I really appreciate that you guys aren't just producing something high quality, but you're also setting a bar for Catholics in the future, which Amen. Is awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Awesome. We're Thanks. Getting towards the end. I know there's a couple of other things that we wanted to make sure and tease out, or at least make sure that everybody knows about. But guys, if you made it this far, like the episode and subscribe, all that stuff. Go check out Stephen's channels. And like, what are they? Or is it just one or is it a couple?
It's two.
Well, we've got knightsofthecross.com where people can learn about the project. They can also contribute if they want to help us achieve our next goal. Basically, our next thing we want to do is we want to do two more episodes, hopefully with a little bit bigger budget, get some nice battle scenes in there. So yeah, knightsofthecross.com. You can check out the different options for supporting the project, which include being on the set with us if you want to come film and be an extra, be a part of the cast.
I love that. I think that's so cool.
Option too.
Like I want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it is a lot of fun, and it's kind of like, you know, almost like a summer camp type thing. Like there was a lot of camaraderie and,
well, if I get my boys out there too, like that'd be so fun. Like I have no idea what ages you have. Like, I mean, I've got a child, you know, and apparently the Children's Crusade never happened, but, you know, but, but I think they would love it. You know, it would be so much fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, I encourage people to consider coming out and being a part of the project with us. So yeah, knightsofthecross.com. And if you want to watch the episode, you can find it there. Also, if you go to my main YouTube channel, which is just Real Crusades History, you can check out the pilot episode there as well. So,
excellent. Chris, awesome. Other stuff you want to tease out before we close?
Yeah, I just wanted to just reemphasize, like we are baptized and anointed as priest, prophet, and king. And I really feel like this episode captures all three anointings in a powerful way. And I think that it should inspire Catholic dads to live a little bit more like a warrior. Like the Catholic faith is not just about kneeling on Sundays and avoiding this list of sins. It's actually an adventure where you engage God's will and carry it to the ends of the earth. And I really feel like the crusader mentality, like where dads are you called to do your crusade? Again, if you're a lawyer or a doctor or whatever field you're in, like you need to armor up, right? And you need to bring Jesus into that context. Don't wash that out of what you've done. Because I think society in a lot of ways did what that historian kind of criticized the movie Kingdom of Heaven on, is that they don't want religion to be talked about anywhere. And I'm like, well, that's why it's a crusade. You're going into an area where it might be hostile towards your faith and your belief system. And we're not going there to tell everyone, oh, you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong, but rather to show them a higher calling and to encourage them to get knighted in the faith as well. And I think that's the elevated worldview that that Knights of the Cross series seeks to espouse. So,
amen. Stephen, anything else like here at the end that you want to, you're really hoping to share, but we didn't ask the right question?
No, I mean, I appreciate you guys, you know, featuring the project and helping get the word out. I will say that kind of like following up with what Chris was saying just now. Yeah, we really did want to get to the spirituality of medieval Catholicism. I mean, obviously, this is, you know, this long history is a part of the heritage of any Catholic alive today. And, you know, medieval Christendom was this really beautiful thing. I mean, there are these misconceptions about the medieval world and about the Crusades, like what they're really about. For medieval Catholics, the reality is that this was an act of love. The idea was that there were Christians who were in peril in the Holy Land and they needed help. And that's something we tried to get across, you know, with the episode. And, you know, the Crusades are a complicated subject. I mean, there's all kinds of personalities and, you know, people involved, but there were very pious and motivated individuals like Richard the Lionheart, who I think any historian would agree that this was somebody who was a committed Catholic. And, you know, he wasn't perfect. I mean, he renounced sin on various occasions, but he was really, his faith was what drove him to lead the Third Crusade. So we wanted to get that across with the show. So yeah, knightsofthecross.com. Check it out and, you know, see what the project's all about.
Well, and how different would our world be if our faith as Catholic dads is what drove us in whatever area we're in? Like if that was what drove us, like how different would our world be? So awesome.
Well, and how much more meaning would our life have if that was the case as well? So, good. Just a scripture verse that kind of got put on my heart as we were kind of going through this. It's Ephesians 5:14. Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. I really feel like that captures the vibe and the spirit of your project, Knights of the Cross. So, yeah, awesome. Thanks again for joining us, Matt.
Yeah, I just want to, we want to close in prayer like we said we would, like at the beginning of this year. And I was trying to think of how we wanted to do it. Like, I start, Stephen, you hit the middle, and Chris closes. What do you think?
Sounds great.
All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. God, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you for Stephen, for his yes, for all the team and everyone that was surrounded him to make this, to bring this project into fruition, for all the donors that have already contributed and all those who will contribute. God, we're just so excited about what this could mean in the life of the church, and especially in the life of men and fathers.
I would just like to pray for everybody who's been so crucial to making the project happen. So many people who, you know, there's too many to name, who have been so important to moving things forward. And I would just like to ask that the project continue to be moved toward the right path, and whatever is the proper end of Knights of the Cross. So I'll pass that on.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we ask that you would set in us a warrior's heart, that we might be able to kneel before you so that we can stand for you in the world today. In a real way, Lord, we ask that you would knight us into your service and into the adventure of living deeply meaningful lives by making your love known to the ends of the earth. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. You guys, thanks for joining us for the Catholic Dad Show, where we are certain that Catholic fatherhood is transforming the world. Now go out and change the world.
Amen.